predestinate the fire woman. Last week, Paul talked about the growth. Today, Paul will be talking about time in her lap. Let's join Paul now as he teaches on tarrying in the land.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back to Living Truth Ministries. We're going to continue to speak and to talk about the birth of a vision. If you remember our times past when we were discussing this, how we correlated the birth of a human baby into the correlation of the birth of a spiritual vision, on some of the things that people go through, that women go through, the pain they feel, the isolation and everything, and the same could be said on a spiritual vision. We're going to delve into this a little bit deeper and a little bit more. And today we're going to kind of talk about the story of Abraham. The story of Abraham is the beginning of the saga of Israel's divine destiny. His story relates to you, as you will see during the next few devotional readings that are centered on this man. Abraham's story is recorded in Genesis chapter 11 through 25. And I would take some time and to read and to study these chapters. It's very enlightening. Abram, as he was first called, lived with his family in a city called Ur. And Ur is an ancient Babylon. He was the son of Terah and married to a woman named Sarai. She was barren and they had no children. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. Terah died in Haran. And that could be found in Genesis 11, 31, and 32. Terah, Abraham's father, took his family and left Ur for Canaan. We are not told in Scripture how Terah received the idea of going to the land of Canaan, but somehow he envisioned a better place for his family than the evil environment in which they were living. But the family never made it to Canaan during Terah's lifetime. What hindered their vision from becoming a reality? What aborted their divine destiny? Two major factors emerge as hindrances we must avoid as we pursue our destinies. First, they settled where they were. On their way to Canaan, the family came to the city of Haran, which was a junction for three major caravan routes and consequently a great commercial emporium. It was easier to settle here in a prosperous city than continue on into the unknown. Second, they served other gods. Joshua reveals his fact in a final message to the Israelites found in Joshua 24:2. We are not told what gods they served, but it's likely they embraced the idolatrous ways of the people among whom they lived. As you journey toward your divine destiny, you too may be tempted to settle down. It might be easier to remain where you are than to move across the country or around the world to fulfill God's call. You may be comfortable in your present environment. You may be tempted by the idols of this world, which, a good job, a career path, material things, possessions, and on and on. But if you remain where you are, you may die without fulfilling your vision. Terah died in Haran. He never fulfilled his dream. He never reached Canaan. You may remain secure where you are, surrounded by what you know, enjoy, and love, but you will die spiritually if you remain where you are and do not pursue your divine destiny. Do not live the subtle for the life. Keep pursuing. Keep in tune with God to move out of your environment, to move out of your comfort zone, and to achieve your spiritual dream. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can talk and discuss your word and your plan and your vision for each and every one of us. Father, I know you have a vision for each and every one of us that belong to you. Father, I pray that we will dig deep and that we will learn, that we will pursue, and that, Father, that we will turn our lives completely over to you and to yield to your spirit to fulfill, to get that spiritual vision from you. That, Father, we will not settle where we are, that we will not be content where we are, but we will always strive to learn of that vision that you have for us. And Father, that when we get that vision, that we will fulfill that vision, that we will work constantly to do what that vision that you have for each and one of us. Father, touch us and help us and to draw us near to you, I pray. And Father, we thank you for this time of sharing your word. And I pray that this word will go out and will bless each and every one that hears, and that you will touch their hearts, and that you will enliven and bring to fruition their spiritual vision, I pray. And Father, I ask you all of this in your wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We'd like to hear from you if you enjoyed Paul's teachings today. You can write us or email us. Our email is ltm@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's ltm@ltmforchrist.com. And you can write us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Trust Ministry. ¶¶